With school out and summer sunshine luring children outside to play, we found a group of boys that are looking forward to a summer camp where they'll be indoors and playing chess every day. The chess clubs at Thrasher Elementary, Nolan Elementary, and Signal Mountain Middle and High School have been busy with youngsters learning to play tournament chess and competing locally, regionally, and nationally. I'm speaking with an interesting crew of four tournament players and the chess coach that inspired their love of the game. If you want to keep your game sharp, you have to keep practicing it. That is part of the idea behind the summer chess camp that is being offered by the Mountain Education Foundation. The studio suddenly seemed very small when a group of energetic young chess students destined for camp showed up.
My name is Nicholas Stephen Barrett. I am 9 years old.
How long have you been participating in chess tournaments?
For about 2 years. I joined the chess club because I heard that it would make me smarter and it would improve my mind.
My name is Daniel Miranda. I am age 9, and I've been playing chess for the past year. I joined the chess club because I thought it'd be fun, and it also gave me a new skill to learn.
My name is Adrian Andrescu. I am age 9, and I've been playing chess for a year and a half. I joined the chess club because I was interested by my brother playing chess, and I thought I needed to have some more focus in my brain.
When you first participated in a chess tournament, how did you feel?
I felt a little bit nervous and excited because I thought that I was going to win a trophy, and I was really excited about that. So I played my best, and I got 10th place.
I felt a little happy and a little nervous because I didn't know how chess tournaments went. I was always hearing about them, so I wanted to do one. I tried my best, and we won the Nolan Thrasher chess tournament.
I felt a little scared because I'd never gone in a tournament before, and this was a really big one, and I didn't know how I would do.
So you participated in a chess tournament at your school, and then you went on to a state-level championship?
Actually, I start at the region, and then if I win in the top 8, which is the same for everybody, if you win the top 8, you go to the state chess tournament.
There's teams, and then there's solo, just playing one-on-one. What is the difference in playing a team chess game as opposed to just playing the game by yourself?
Every win for each individual person counts as 1 point for the whole entire team instead of just having 1 point for yourself individually. It's called a team tournament because you work together to win and get the highest score, but you all are playing different individual matches, and in the end, the team with the most wins gets to go on to the state tournament, as well as the 3 other teams that were right behind that team.
During the school year, the chess club members gather after school to play chess.
Pretty much right after school goes out, we just go into the library, put our backpacks up, and get a chess mat.
So now school's out for the summer, and you're going to go to camp and play chess in the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that fun?
Very fun.
Very, very fun.
My name is George Andrescu. I'm 13 years old, and I've been playing chess for 7 years.
How long have you been involved in a chess club or competition?
I've been involved in chess clubs and competitions since I was in the 4th grade when I first learned about the chess club, and I slowly progressed through there.
And how many competitions have you been to?
I've been to about 20 or so tournaments.
Now, when you first started going to tournaments, how did you feel, and how do you feel now?
I was quite nervous at first because I thought everyone there would be better than me. And at first they were, but eventually as you get experience from going to different tournaments, you don't feel very nervous anymore. You feel kind of like you're used to it.
This year, you're going to have a different role when it comes to this chess club.
Yes.
There's going to be a chess camp. What will you be doing?
I'll be one of the counselors. I'll sort of be like supervising or helping other kids do their everyday chess.
So what's the difference between, say, everyday chess and preparing for a tournament?
Well, preparing for a tournament, I mean, you have to do a lot of chess preparation. You know, you're nervous about the opponents you play with everyday chess. Like I've noticed with myself, I don't play chess as well as when I'm like preparing for a tournament or in a tournament when I do everyday chess. Because everyday chess, I mean, unless there's something you're trying to like get, like, you know, a trophy or a good place in the tournament, then you usually don't play as well.
Do you plan to continue competing?
Yes, I'm going to several tournaments in August and in the rest of the year.
Can you explain the chess tournament circuit? I know there's local, regional, and state, and national, but you said you're going to more than one tournament. So are there tournaments that aren't necessarily part of that track?
There are tournaments that happen every day in different locations. Not all of them are like where you go to regional and then advance to state. There's just tournaments that are held every day where players can go to and win, lose, get trophies.
Are all of these tournaments where you're actually physically moving chess pieces, or are there electronic versions?
There are electronic versions. I don't play those. I just play the physical ones. But the electronic versions, you don't have to go anywhere. You just stay at home, and there's chess websites where you can play international tournaments, national tournaments, local tournaments.
What's your favorite thing about playing chess?
It does improve the mind, and, you know, that can help with everyday school subjects. When you play chess, it's also fun to play other people and, you know, gain experience, see how well you play against people tougher than you and, you know, learn from your mistakes and play better.
What's the highest you've ever won in a tournament?
I've gotten first place a couple times.
I'm Bill Cheel. I'm very old, and I've been coaching chess for about 14 years now.
Why did you get involved in coaching, and did you start the chess club?
I started the chess club here at Nolan. There had been one in the past, but it wasn't as well organized, even though it was a good bunch of people playing chess. But I really started it at Thrasher School because the principal there, Jean Trohannes, was a good friend, and she told me that there were several kids who wanted to play chess, and we'd probably have 8 to 10 kids playing chess. And that was right the first year. The second year I had 32. The third year I had 52, and that's why my hair is gray.
So the chess club just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah, we started at Thrasher, and after playing there for about 4 years, then Nolan asked if we would conduct one. And then Signal Mountain Middle High School had one running in conjunction with Thrasher. And most of my kids at the high school had come up through Thrasher, but now we've got a real good mix of kids from both Nolan and Thrasher playing chess at the high school.
When you prepare your students for a tournament, how is that different than preparing them just to play each other in the club?
We always prepare for tournaments. We teach the kids to play tournament-style chess. There's certain rules, like you can't touch a piece unless you're going to move it. If you touch a piece and you don't move it, you can forfeit a move or you can actually lose the match. So we teach the kids the no-touch rule. We also teach them how to use a time clock and how they have to use the same hand, use the clock, as they did to move the piece. And when we start getting ready for chess tournaments, we try to bring in some outsiders, like George will come over to Nolan, and he'll play some of the kids who are going to be playing in the tournament because George can handle all of them and beat them. And as he's doing that, he'll also coach them and say, look, you made this move and you should have done that. You know, while they're sitting there, he'll say to them things like, well, don't just think of one move, think of two or three and then decide which one is the best. So George has been a big help. And then I've got several other high school kids and a couple of college kids going to UTC who come help us get ready for tournaments.
What made you decide to have a chess camp?
She's sitting right behind you. Mrs. Barrett came to me and said, Mr. Cheel, please put on a chess camp this summer. And so I think she contacted the Mountain Education Foundation. And between her, the Mountain Education Foundation, and people like George and some of the others who help with chess, we decided to put it on.
What are the dates?
We're going to play from July 14th to I believe it's the 18th. It'll go from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. We're going to teach all levels of chess. I've looked at the rosters. We'll have some people who've never played chess, and then we'll have some very experienced chess players. And so that's why we're fortunate to have a bunch of different counselors helping with it.
Is chess camp open to anyone?
It's open to anyone between grades 2 through 6. That's rising second grade through rising sixth graders. We're going to limit it to 26. That will be 13 boards we'll be playing with two people playing on a board. The reason is that we can't handle much more than that. Really, my hair is already gray enough.
To register for the chess camp sponsored by the Mountain Education Foundation, visit the web at meftoday.org or call 423-517-0772.
It really keeps you young working with these people, and it really is great to deal with them. And the other part that's really even more fun is I have been fortunate that we have the greatest bunch of parents who help with all aspects of our chess.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.